This is the opening market report for Thursday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Eric Rolf of Comstock for our opening market discussion. Eric, what are we seeing taking place in the grains?
A little bit softer overnight. We saw the USDA Ag Outlook Forum release their first set of data this morning and didn't really shock the market, which I was a bit surprised when I started seeing how the board was reacting at the time of the release, and it was pretty muted. So that's a good thing for the moment. Hopefully we can keep that muted reaction because the numbers are a little large when we look at, you know, projected yields and acreage numbers and then even in the corn carry from this forum. It continues to grow. You know, we come from a 2.17 to a 2.53 in the coming crop year. So obviously we have the entire growing season ahead of us. There's a lot of variables that need to be figured out in the meantime. But as of right now, the USDA is looking for something closer to a trend line yield on large number of acres and increasing the carryout. So that's what we have to work with to start the season. Hopefully this is the worst numbers we see all year, and it's onward and upward.
So what do you point to then for the muted reaction to that report when you were expecting maybe a little bit more? Is that a factor of traders already kind of anticipating what they were going to see in the report?
Yeah, I think so. You know, like we put out in our Comstock report yesterday that these are likely to be bearish numbers, and it'll probably be the biggest guess at the crop that we see all year. And I think the trade was looking for that and pricing accordingly. So we're already pricing in the bearish news. So when we actually get it, not much of a reaction. Kind of meets the cliche that we often say, sell the rumor by the fact or vice versa. This was one of those scenarios where they had already sold it off expecting the bearish news. Then we get it, and here we are.
That was Eric Rolf with Comstock. We will have a check of the numbers next.
In farming, you can usually trust your gut, but with crop insurance, it's best to trust the data. Because purchasing the same coverage year over year might seem good enough, but it won't maximize your revenue opportunities. Farm Credit Services of America uses Optimum, an exclusive tool that sorts through hundreds of coverage options to find your best fit. Work with specialists and tools dedicated to crop insurance. Call 800-884-FARM or visit fcsamerica.com/optimum. This institution is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
March corn down 1 even at 423 and a quarter. March soybeans down 2 even at 1168 and a half. On the Merck, February live cattle down 30 cents at 182.10. March feeder cattle down 90 cents at 245.32. April lean hogs up 27 cents at 84.80. April pork cutout up $2.67 at 91.42. And class 3 milk down a penny at 16.15. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.